Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, the last part of that verse says, "And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." I flip one page over to chapter number 3, and in verse number 8, "The voice of the Lord God walked in the garden." The simple point this morning is that God is still moving. He is. Sometimes he moves slowly. Sometimes he moves silently. But we can be confident that he moves surely. Slowly, I suppose we could understand very clearly out of the book of John that Mary and Martha thought that Jesus moved too slow and Lazarus died. We know that in 1 Samuel chapter 13 that Saul believed that the man of God moved way too slow. And he went beyond what he should do because of his impatience at the moving of God, or God's man at that point. Sometimes God moves slowly. Sometimes we might be tempted because we are up against the wall. We think we have the pressure of whatever the circumstance is, and God's just not moving fast enough for us. God does move slowly sometimes. Sometimes God moves silently. As a matter of fact, I told somebody this week, they texted me first and said something about God moving, and my response was probably lacking in courage or in faith. Because my response may have appeared to be somewhat of a struggle or a battle. Because it's hard sometimes to see God's moving. We can believe that he's moving, but it may be difficult for us to understand where and how he's moving. We don't see him moving because he's moving silently. You say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, I suppose that we could think about Joseph in Genesis 37 and in following and previous chapters, the whole story of Joseph. We can understand that Joseph surely Joseph got discouraged because of what was happening. Because God was moving silently. He couldn't see God move. He couldn't hear God move. I suppose that it's safe to say that he couldn't hear God's voice at times. What did Joseph do? Joseph lived on principle, and by what he believed about God and who God was and what he needed to do to follow God, even in the darkest periods of his life. There were times that things were looking up and things were looking better for him in those circumstances, but God was still working silently behind the scenes to bring him to those positions of authority and then bring him down to those positions of bondage. Ultimately, to see the victory at the end of the road. But it was some dark days in the midst of that time where God was moving silently. Daniel, you could look at Daniel's life and see how God was moving behind the scenes or silently in those circumstances. He was being faithful to God, wasn't he? I mean, Scripture, the book of Daniel indicates very clearly that Daniel was faithful. It specifies it. But Daniel was faithful. Even when it was stated and it was put into law that if they did what he commonly did, they would be thrown into the lion's den. But we find that Daniel was still faithful and he found himself in the lion's den. Where's God? We understand, we know looking back on it that God was right there all the time. That God was there in the lion's den before Daniel ever found it. But oh, the darkness. Silently. We could probably spend a lot of time there, but we also come to the conclusion that God moves surely. That means that God moves definitely and God moves positively. God is not confined to the here and now of our lives or of our circumstance. His eye is trained on the result. His eye is looking ahead to see what the end result is, and he is moving surely. Lazarus, Saul, Joseph. For you and for me, he knows exactly what we have need of before we even think about asking. The eyes of the Lord are in every place beholding. Said in Jeremiah chapter 21, chapter 23, verse 24, "Do not I fill heaven and earth?" You see, God moves surely. God is moving surely. All of the sorrows or the problems or the burdens, God is still moving. He is silently preparing us and molding us and making us, developing in us what he wants to develop within us. Everything that comes our way is either by his divine plan or can be redeemed to fulfill his plan and to bring him glory in our lives. Everything. Well, I've made a mess of it. Maybe so, but God can still redeem that to bring glory to him if we allow him to. Why? Because God still moves. And God is ever faithful. Never fails. Ever fails. Never, ever fails. We can trust him. And whether we see his hand or not, God is still moving. I don't know if you believe that this morning or not. I mean, we say we do. Do you really believe that? Really, truly believe that? God is still moving. I want to be a part of that plan. I want to be a part of that plan. Let's stand together. He doesn't forget his own. He's faithfully moving on our behalf and for us. Praise God. Praise God. I believe the ladies are supposed to sing tonight, a ladies' ensemble. My wife would like to meet with all of those that would like to participate. And if you don't like to participate then get your like to fixed and join in with the ensemble. Ladies singing tonight. She wants to meet with you right after the service. Amen. Praise God. So glad for your presence, your attendance, and your attention this morning. Thank God for his presence. Praise his name. Praise his name. James Tedrow, would you dismiss us in prayer?